We're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line as we figured a hockey guest would be a good one for today as the first round concluded last night with New Jersey's victory over New York. And the second round begins tonight with a pair of games in Toronto and in Dallas. And so we bring on Dennis Bernstein from the fourth period to talk about all things Stanley Cup playoffs. Dennis, good to have you aboard. How are you doing?
Well, it's great being with you, Greg. I'm happy to talk the second round with you. Can't wait. Hopefully it's as drama-filled as the first.
Yeah, and so before we get to the second round, let's recap the first a little bit and start with that game last night. It sure felt like New Jersey's youth and energy and team speed took over that game last night. And I don't know, Dennis, I kind of look at the Devils and say, they might be around for a little bit. I like their core. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, when you draft two first overall picks, into center position, at some point, Greg, you got to be good. Mm. And now maybe this is the great turnaround. I think over 40 point standing production. Yeah, they'll be around. They're certainly a live dog in the a matchup against the Carolina Hurricanes. But I think the biggest story was last night was the lack of whatever that was from the Rangers.
Yeah.
It was really, really disappointing, Greg. You load up, you bring in Tarasenko, you bring in, you know, Patrick Kane, but where was Artemi Panarin? He didn't score in the series. Because Zibanejad did nothing. Chris Kreider after the first couple of games. It was a pretty significant collapse, Greg, when you consider that the Rangers lost four out of the last five games. They were up 2-0. They were in command in those two games. It was a stunning outcome, I think, more so for the way the Rangers lost than the way the Devils won.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I thought that this was a ready-made Ranger team to make a run at the Cup. You know, instead they're out in the first round. So I guess the lingering question there is, you know, it's an original six franchise, and the fans are obviously pretty boisterous in New York. What does this mean for Gerard Gallant?
I don't know. You expect to – look, maybe you don't expect to win the Cup, but you expect to get to the Stanley Cup final maybe. They have to review everything. They have to review their process because – I don't know, when you load up these guys and your best guys don't play well, they play well all season for the coach, so can you really point at the coach here? What could have been done differently? I'm not sure. They talk about in-game adjustments, Greg, and all that other nonsense. It's man-on-man. It's best player on best player. You're fighting for inches in the playoffs as opposed to feet in the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't know what coach would come in and do a better job with this team. Maybe it would have got him a little farther, but do I want to let this on Gallant? No, I want to blame it on the no-shows on star players that you expect a lot better from.
All right, last thing on the first round before we jump into the second round series. Just how did you see the choke job from Boston?
Yeah, you're up 3-1. You're going home. You lose two home games. You're up. You have third period leads in game six and game seven. You hold on to them. Here's the thing, Greg. These President Trophies teams, these best record regular season teams, they don't have adversity. They don't have adversity for months at a time, and then game one, you lose, and you've got adversity, and how did they react? Now, the one flaw with this team, as great as they were, Greg, they're a 37- and 36-year-old center, and both guys missed time because of injuries in the playoffs. That was my concern. That's what happened, and that's why part of the reason why Florida's moving on. But, yeah, if you're that good, you're up 3-1 against a team that struggled to get in the playoffs, you got to go win the series.
Yeah, what do you think is the future for Boston and obviously guys like Bergeron and Krejci who aren't getting any younger?
I think, you know what, as funny as it sounds, great, they might miss the playoffs next year because both those guys aren't coming back. So who's going to play at center? Who are you playing at center? You know, does Tyler Bertuzzi leave by a free agency? There's going to be challenges. I don't think either guy's coming back. I mean, Bergeron has a herniated disc in his back. Does he really want to go through the process of healing that and trying to work out to get ready for October? I don't think so. And Krejci was a one-shot deal. Bruce Cassidy left town. He didn't like Bruce. He came back for one shot. It's great, but it's this team. I credit Sweeney for going for it. I cannot see enough that he did the right thing. But like the Rangers, when you bounced out in one, I've had bigger concerns for Boston next season than I do for the Rangers.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. Let's go to another team in the original six, and that's the Toronto Maple Leafs. They finally get over the hump and get through the first round, and you could just tell the elation and the celebrations on the bench from Sheldon Keefe and in the GM suite from Kyle Dubas. I feel like they're going to lighten up now, and they're just going to be able to – the talent will take over for Toronto. I don't think it's that long of a series against Florida. How do you see it?
Yeah, and I think the key for Toronto is that they've had a few days off here.
Sure.
So that afterglow of finally winning a series for the first time in, 19 years, that's gone away. Now it's do the job, get down to business. They're a better team, pound for pound. Now, you know, look, they got a great job from Bobrovsky in that Florida game seven, but when you handicap the series, you have to pick the Leafs. Pound for pound, they're a better team. They have more star players. They're the more rested team. But if you beat Boston in seven, you can beat any team. And that's the thing, Greg.
Yeah.
You can go down a list of all eight teams. You can make a case, maybe not Seattle. The other seven, you can make a case for them getting to a cup final, possibly winning it. So, yeah, Toronto deserves to be the favorite. And, Greg, it just might be their year.
It certainly looks like it might be. And, you know, another team that is certainly not in as much of a pressure-packed market, but a team that has maybe not paid as many dues as Toronto, but the Carolina Hurricanes. We've seen them. 2019 got to the conference finals. They've won a few playoff series since. But now maybe things are lining up nicely for them. We talked about the Devils earlier. How do you see Carolina and New Jersey?
Carolina got a huge break by not playing the Rangers. Because there's a ton of people from New York that moved down to Cary, North Carolina, that every time the Rangers play in that building, half the crowd is Ranger fans. So they got a break there. And they're playing a similar type team. You know, the Devils, yeah, they have Jack Hughes, they have Nico Hischier, but they're more, you know, a defensive-minded team. So I think you'll see low-scoring affairs. I would favor the Carolina Hurricanes in this one. Like, again, the Devils got over the hump. They're playing with house money, Greg. Like, whatever they do for the rest of the season, they had a huge turnaround. They beat their arch rivals in Game 7 in their own building. This is gravy for them. And because of that, I do like the edge, and I do think Carolina will go on because, again, it's not the offensively gifted team that maybe the Rangers were against them. It's a more defensive-minded team. So I do like Carolina. But I think, again, a long series between the two teams, between Carolina and the Devils.
Well, when you talk about defensive-minded teams, we got two of them squaring off in Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals tonight in Dallas as the Dallas Stars host the Seattle Kraken. Jake Oettinger has obviously been outstanding, and a hot goalie can take you a long ways in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, gosh, these Kraken, they were never backing down from the Colorado Avalanche. They've been road warriors. I don't know about this series. What do you think?
I think it can go six, but I have to pick that. Like, I had a bracket to start, and of course it's busted because I had Boston as winning the cup, but I had Dallas coming out of the West. I love Dallas. And look, Greg, Colorado wasn't the same team. So you can say, oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, no Landeskog all year. Yeah.
Yeah, no Landeskog. Nichushkin wasn't there. They didn't have Kadri left by free agency. It wasn't the same team. So, yeah, kudos to Seattle. They don't play that well at home, which is crazy. They haven't all season. I like Dallas. I like their size on defense. I like their scoring up front. Rupe Hintz has been a monster. But, you know, Jason Robertson's going to score. Jamie Benn's bounced back. And the guy who scored four goals in that playoff round, Tyler Seguin's been banged up for years with injuries. He's finally healthy. You mentioned Oettinger. I like this team to come out of the West. I think that it might be contentious for a while. I do think Dallas will go on winning six and then face the winner of the Pacific Division.
Yeah, and let's end there. I mean, gosh, I think every hockey fan should be licking its chops over how much entertainment we might get out of Vegas and Edmonton and the goal scoring. Different kinds of players, I feel like, in terms of the skill with Edmonton and a guy like Mark Stone, who's just real gritty for Vegas. Who do you like in this series? Should be fun to watch.
Well, you know, so much has been said about the Oilers. Down the stretch, they were 9-0-1, and they played great, and they played a bit of defense. And guess what? They finished second. And who they finished second to? The Vegas Golden Knights. The Vegas Golden Knights are the most mentally tough team in this playoff, without question. And because Mark Stone came back, this team refused to lose down the stretch. They are big on the back line. Maybe Laurent Brossoit is a question mark in net because he did well in the first round, but he hasn't played a lot in the playoffs. But I like this team. But I will tell you this: if you're betting this, I think you're betting the overs on this series in every game, and you got to be playing the props on the power play. Now I know. Look, Edmonton's not going to convert at 60% against Dallas. Dallas has a bigger defense. They have a better goaltender. It's not going to be that. But you know, Edmonton's going to score on the power play, but they're going to give up power play goals because people always look at the 9-for-16 in the first round against the Kings. They gave up 7 power play goals. High scoring games. A lot of people. I think the power plays are going to be very, very effective. So, but it should be the fun series. I like Vegas coming out of the series.
You know,
I know they're the underdog and substantial, but I do like Vegas.
Dennis, last one. When you talk about power plays, it just feels like in these Stanley Cup playoff games, special teams can be such huge momentum shifts, can't they?
Yeah, they can. If you capitalize on it, and more importantly, if you don't, like in the Rangers-Devils game, they got some power plays early, couldn't capitalize. That was a big issue. So, yeah, special teams and goaltending still decides it. The one thing about this league right now, when you look at all the goaltenders that are remaining, it's really not like the superstar. You know, there's not a Vasilevsky, there's not a Shesterkin, there's not an Ullmark. So it's going to be interesting. But, yes, the special teams will go a long, long way in determining who's going to get to the cup final, and that's why you see teams like Toronto and Edmonton as the favorites right now to get to the final.
He's Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period. Always good to chat pucks with him. Dennis, enjoy the second round. Thank you for your time.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Greg. Thanks for the time on SportsMap today.